From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has placed a satellite into orbit on a successful long-range rocket launch, but the United States and others have denounced the launch and continue to gauge whether North Korea actually put a satellite into orbit. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. Abe said it's clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. And U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well as North Korea's determination to prioritize its missile and nuclear weapons program over the well-being of its people. Today's launch follows a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and by others. Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane this week. It killed one person, wounded two others. The blast forced the pilot of the plane, bound for Djibouti with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu. One Somali official who preferred to go unidentified said more arrests may be forthcoming. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap on Saturday in Islamabad to facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. Afghan Taliban sources contacted by VOA called this a one-sided affair which would not produce any results. This is VOA News.